In this week's parsha, we're introduced to the makor for why we eat maror at our seder tables each Pesach. Vayamaru eschayehem ba'avodah kasha, that the lives of the Jews, the Israelites, were embittered by the hands of the Egyptians. And the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, we actually studied it just a couple weeks ago in Daf Yomi, that the preferred form of maror is tchilaso rach v'sofo kasha. It's a maror which starts out soft at its beginning, soft, maybe a little sweet, and ends off as hard and somewhat bitter. And ask the Ksav Sofer, why is it that the maror, preferred maror, should begin as sweet and end up as bitter? If the purpose of eating the maror is to remind us of the backbreaking labor and the subjugation which we endured by the hands of the Mitzrayim, shouldn't the maror be completely bitter from beginning to end? Why start out tchila so rach? Why a little sweet? Why a little matok? Explains the Chasam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, I'm sorry, that in order to appreciate or to understand or perceive what it means to be a slave, you first have to experience freedom. If you grew up a slave your entire life, you don't know any different. That's who you are. But if you experienced freedom first, and now you're a slave, you understand what it means. You feel the bitterness in your life. He offers an example of a friend, someone who you were friendly with and became your enemy, hurts much greater than someone who was always your enemy, because you never experienced him any differently. But someone who was your friend and no longer is your friend, that hurts in a more profound and acute, in an acute way. And this is the reason why the maror, the preferred type of maror, should be tchilaso rach v'sofo kasha. Because in order to symbolically appreciate what B'nai Yisrael endured in Mitzrayim, is for us to first experience that freedom, that sweetness, only then to understand how difficult and how bitter the lives of our ancestors were in Egypt. And this idea actually works in the inverse. If you look in, psychology discussions about runner's high, that runners, what's the concept of a runner's high? It's someone who experienced so much pain that now there's this feeling of euphoria after all that pain that they endured. In other words, you can't truly experience happiness or understand what happiness really means to you until you've first endured hardship and pain and loss. So it works both ways. Vayamaru eschayehem ba'avodah kasha. The reason why the maror we eat at Seder night is tchilaso rach v'sofo kasha, is to help us symbolically experience what that pain was for Klal Yisrael. We can't understand or perceive slavery without first experiencing freedom. And the hope is that when we eat that maror and we experience on a symbolic level what that merirus was all about, that we can reverse course and bring it back to a time when not only is it tchiloso rach, but it's tchilo rach, v'sofo rach, and our lives will be filled with simcha and joy and a dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a harmonious achdus within Klal Yisrael. Have a great day.